Right, now it's time to talk to my guest this evening, who is James McClellan. And James is on the line now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tim.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, very well. Thank you for coming on the show. Our listeners will be familiar with this topic of conversation because we had another guest on talking about this last Thursday. We're talking, of course, about the Cambridge Town and Gown 10K, which takes place in October, and money that's raised through that goes towards the muscular dystrophy campaign. And James is on the line to talk to us a little bit about his personal situation. James, you've got a son, Dan, am I right, that suffers from muscular dystrophy?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about his story.
Well, Dan's 5 and a half now, and he has a very rare strain called Ulrich congenital muscular dystrophy, which is a progressive muscle weakness. So, you know, at birth and into his early years, Dan had, you know, hypertonia, very low muscle tone, quite tight sort of hips, hands, and elbows. And, you know, this kind of means that because it's a progressive condition, he's only going to weaken over time. Mm. So although Dan walks at the moment short distances, he can't really run or jump or skip and climb like, you know, many other five-year-olds. So he finds it difficult getting around.
Mm. Okay. How does this particular strain vary from any other type?
Well, in this strain, a lot of the children can actually walk, but with Ulrich, the main emphasis with Ulrich being that as the weakness and the muscles weaken to a degree where he will become so weak he can't walk day to day, it then affects his chest and his breathing. So as at, you know, night time, he's going to have real difficulty breathing through the night and will need to go into a ventilator at that stage.
Mm. So you're obviously familiar with the work that the Muscular Dystrophy Campaign do. At what stage were you introduced to them?
Well, Dan got his diagnosis in sort of summer 2011. We sort of became aware that, you know, all was not well. And shortly after he was diagnosed, we started to look at forums. My wife, Deborah, has been instrumental in keeping in touch and getting involved in many different forums around not just the UK, but around the world, and put us in touch with the Muscular Dystrophy Campaign. And it, you know, it took some time for this all to hit home with us and for us to realise just what impact this was going to have, you know, on our lives, but more so on Dan and for Dan's future.
Mm.
And we then got involved with the Muscular Dystrophy Campaign and decided, well, you know, there is no cure, but there's hope. And Dan's hope was then born. And we set up a family fund in conjunction with the Muscular Dystrophy Campaign to raise much-needed funds for muscular dystrophy research.
Mm. It says in my notes here that you set yourself a challenge of raising £15,000 for some new clinical or a new clinical trials coordinator to be based at Great Ormond Street. This was a couple of years ago. Was that successful?
Yes, very much so. You know, it was just amazing how many family and friends sort of rallied around us. And when we started to get a bit of momentum, sort of one event led into the next and, you know, surpassed our wildest imagination and dreams. And I think to date we've raised just a little over £40,000 since the summer of 2012 when we set up Dan's Hope.
So what sort of things are you doing, as well as taking part in the Town and Gown? What other things have you done to fundraise?
The main things that we do outside of that is sort of we've had a number of quiz nights where we set up sort of themed quiz nights rather, and we do online auctions. My brother-in-law and his wife, Paul and Angela, are instrumental in doing that. So they do a lot of online auctions from celebrity gear that they get, whether it be signed photos or books or what have you. They then do and run that through a series of eBay auctions. We do golf days and things like that. And then there's loads and loads of many other sort of selfless challenges that friends and family undertake for Dan's Hope. Very varied. You know, we've had people shaving their legs to jumping into the Irish Sea in Santa suits at Christmas, you know, and doing some fantastic challenges. And just keeping the coffers ticking over, which is amazing.
Okay, well, moving on to the Town and Gown, I understand you had 32 runners taking part last year in the event, and they all entered under the name of Team Dan, is that right?
Yeah, correct. It started off, my wife and our tipsy New Year's resolution about what we're going to do for fundraising this year.
Yeah.
And I think she probably shoehorned me into running it, and it kind of went from there. And then we started to talk to friends and family about it, and couldn't have imagined the kind of commitment and support that they would have shown us.
Mm.
And one by one signed up to run alongside us. Deborah, my wife, also wrote a blog for the Cambridge News last year, and ended up with 32 runners. Dan was the official starter for the race on the day. And we raised £11,500.
That's amazing.
And we had runners, my wife and I have never been runners and never really run. And we've had a lot of people that have got into running subsequent to this and have continued to run.
Mm. Well, that's good that there's lots of good coming out of this as well from people taking part, not just the amount of money that you're raising. So what was the experience like for Dan to be the official race starter? Was that quite an exciting thing for him?
It was. I think his older brother, Charlie, felt he was a celebrity for a day. And, there was a lot of photo opportunities. And at that stage, Dan was only sort of five and wasn't quite five yet and was thinking, it's a bit daunting.
Mm.
But once he just wanted to know where the gun was, because he thought it was going to be everyone was saying, you get a gun to start the race. So he just wanted to shoot something. He was a bit disappointed when it was just a shouted clock time.
Yeah.
But he was very excited by the whole experience.
So you're taking part again this year?
We are. We have currently got 34 runners registered.
Brilliant.
Slightly ahead of last year. It's going to be a tough ask because everybody was so generous last year. Very little corporate sponsorship. And, it was mostly family, friends, extended family and friends who dug really deep to raise a tremendous amount of money last year. And if we got anywhere close to that, we would be, really, really pleased.
Mm.
But 34 runners committed, signed up, and hopefully counting. We're pushing people all the time, and maybe with a little bit of time and people listening to this today, we might actually get another couple.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We'll give the details and how people can sign up in just a second's time. Tell me the race last year. What was it like for you? You said you weren't a runner. Is this much training have to go into this?
I would be telling a lie if I said I didn't do any training. I probably didn't do enough. As a non-runner, it was tough. 10K is not a tremendous distance in a car, but as a non-runner, it is a long way. But the emotion and adrenaline of the day, it was a beautiful morning running along the River Cant. It was a fantastic experience. And the feeling of actually completing it was fantastic. I mean, I think we were all riding an adrenaline wave for a good few hours afterwards.
Yeah. Good. Well, I hope you enjoy the experience again. Maybe you'll have a less of a stressful time with it this year. Maybe you'll find it less of a struggle. Now you've done it once. I don't know. I think the course is slightly different this time, so you might get to see a few other landmarks in Cambridge, which might make it a little bit more bearable. If you see some nice things around you, it tends to make it a little bit more of an enjoyable experience. But it's on the 12th of October, and if people want to take part, they can register via the website, which is townandgown10k.com. And have you got anywhere that people can go and find out specifically about Dan and how they can sign up to your team?
Yeah, absolutely. Team Dan is very much growing, and hopefully will grow more. We have got a Dan's Hope webpage that's at www.danshope.co.uk.
Okay.
And there's also other ways to link into from his webpage, the main webpage. You can link in on Facebook and Twitter and follow him those through both of those media. So hopefully we can generate more for Team Dan.
Okay, well, brilliant. Well, I wish you luck in raising all that money. It certainly sounds as if you're going to do a very good job again this year, and you're on track to get more runners taking part, which is brilliant. And yeah, enjoy the day. And we've got reporters there on the day, so no doubt someone will catch up with you and find out what it was like for you at the end, and give us an update on how much money you've raised. So thanks for talking to us today, James.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity, Tim.
No worries. That's James McClellan, who was on the line there talking to us about the Town and Gown 10K run. For more information on that, you can go to townandgown10k.com, or you can search for Dan's pages on the internet. So we'll give you the details on the podcast, which you can listen to again on the Cambridge 105 website in the next couple of days.